Good morning, everyone. Bang, bang. The current economic situation is confusing to most investors. Many data points are pointing to an incoming recession, while the metrics that the Fed uses to gauge economic strength continue to show a hot economy with no signs of slowing down. Below, I've included a few charts that highlight these differences. Bloomberg's Lisa Abramowitz shows that longer-term inflation expectations are rising again. The market's implied rate of inflation over the next 5 years has risen to the highest level in more than a year, at 2.6%, according to break-even rates. Inflation expectations rising usually leads to behavior from market participants that causes inflation to rise. Not a great sign of things to come if this becomes reality. Will this cause investors to panic? Maybe. Winfield Smart explains that the Goldman Sachs panic index soars to the highest level since March 2023. CNBC's Carl Quintanilla points out an opposing viewpoint from J.P. Morgan, which stated the recent retail sales beat alongside upward revisions to previous months, suggest a strong 3.3% rise in first quarter real consumer spending and some upside risk to our 2.25% GDP forecast, as well as building momentum going into the second quarter. And then we have the Kobisky letter sharing a shocking statistic. U.S. CPI inflation is on track to hit 4.8% by the 2024 election, according to Bank of America. Over the last 3 months, CPI inflation has averaged 0.4% on a month-over-month basis. If this trend continues, it puts year-over-year inflation on pace to hit 4.8% by November, its highest since April 2023. That would be more than double the Fed's 2% inflation target. Inflation has been above the Fed's 2% long-term target for 37 straight months. Inflation is far from over. Lastly, the full-time employment situation in America is getting bad very quickly. This should lead to a major drag on U.S. home prices in the future if the historical trends hold. So what happens from here? How do we reach a conclusion based on the conflicting data points? The short answer is, I don't know. It's an impossible situation to figure out. Rather than focus on the short-term price movements of assets, I'm spending all of my time focused on what I believe to be the true trends over the next 5 to 10 years. Those trend lines appear to be easier to identify than what will happen in the U.S. economy over the next 1 to 2 years. Hope you all have a great day, and I will talk to everyone tomorrow.